Greetings, everyone, and a happy St. Patrick's Day weekend, a St. Patrick's Day to all of you. For the past 3 weeks at the 9 a.m. Mass, we have been praying the scrutiny prayers for our adults who will be baptized in just 2 weeks. We've been reading the Year A readings, which speak about conversion and faith. We've met the woman of Samaria. We have seen the man born blind. And today we come to the last of the scrutiny readings and the last sign in John's gospel, the raising of Lazarus. And while this is quite a long gospel, get ready for next week. It's going to be even longer, the Passion. We find in this section the shortest sentence in all the Gospels. John 11:35. Jesus wept. That shortest line in the context of this big scene is very significant. And it reveals something very important about Almighty God. It reveals God's tenderness, His love, while at the same time revealing His power, His authority, and His word. In Jesus, those two realities of life and love, of tenderness and authority, they always go together. And that is such a beautiful gift. It is the good news that God's love is both tender and powerful. It is both imminent, close, and so very much transcendent, other than. In us, those realities are oftentimes apart. And we see this in our world so often. Authority is misused and power is abused. So often, tenderness and love are emptied of real substance. This is especially true in our own world, where we define love as love. You know, that's absolutely nonsense. It says nothing. And it's very dangerous because love is something. Love has substance. Love is someone. And in Jesus, we see it. Both tender and powerful. It's separated in our own experience, in part, because of sin. Sin has done and continues to do terrible things. It divides, it distracts, it causes death. But into this cycle of division and distraction and death, Jesus Christ comes and He does something. Quite literally, He comes to this place of death, the tomb of Lazarus, and we see what He does. By His tenderness and love, with His authority and power, He reveals His great, great love. You know, one of the opening lines here that I particularly like in this account of John 11, when Jesus is told that Lazarus is sick, they don't tell Him Lazarus is sick. They tell Him the one you love is sick. Isn't that beautiful? It's so very tender. Jesus knew right away who it was, the one he loved. You know, oftentimes in my prayer, amidst all the different people that I'm praying for, of all the different intentions, sometimes I just say, Lord, the one you love is sick, and I know that he knows who that is, because he loves them. And love responds in love. And it's a curious response, isn't it? Jesus hears that the one that he loves is sick, and then he waits. He waits. You know, so often when we're presented with a situation of evil, when we're presented with a situation of death or grief, or a hurt that lies within, so often we ask this question, why? So often we question God. And while why is not a bad question, it can be used, and it is often used, as a curse. Why, God? It's used as an excuse to disbelieve God, to write God off. It's used as a cover. Why? And we might ask that question, why, Lord, did you wait 4 days before you went to your sick friend who's now dead? And in today's gospel, Jesus gives the answer. He says, I'm glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. You see, there's a big difference between questioning God and asking God questions. Sometimes in the face of evil or grief or sorrow or hurt, asking questions is the very thing that God wants us to do. It's the very thing that we need to do. It's the very thing that we ought to do. To ask God questions. And that becomes the avenue, the window, through which God can bring his light. God can speak his word. God can exercise and share his tender authority. God can help us believe. And so he says, I'm glad that I was not there, that you may believe. Now, let us go to him. You see, my friends, the work of redemption is a work that God wants us to be part of. To engage God, to allow God to enter the tombs of our own heart, to allow God to enter the grief, the sorrow, the darkness, and to allow him to share his tenderness, to share his power and his authority. And so just as he did for Lazarus, he does for us. And when we ask him, when we inform him, Lord, the one you love is sick, he comes. He invites us to roll away the stone. He has power to command even the dead, the hurt, the infections to come out, to be untied. And to be bound more closely to him in faith, hope, and love. My friends, the tenderness of God, the power of God, this is something we need. It's something that God shares. And today, how beautiful it is that we, with His grace, can invite. On this St. Patrick's Day, we remember the saint who himself knew himself as a slave in Ireland, but was called back to that place of darkness, to that place of slavery, called back as a priest, as a bishop, with the good news. May the Lord, who calls us, give us the grace to come back to Him. And may we find in Him the tender love, authority, and power to be healed. May God be with you today.